Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with all the stories you should know about. Today, we're catching up on primary election results. This was a municipal primary, so there's a lot to go over. And we'll travel to northwestern Pennsylvania, where a team is trying to reforest a stretch of former mine land. It's Wednesday, May 21st. Let's get into it. All right, the 2025 primary election is done and dusted, so I've got plenty of updates for you today. Let's start with the primary for mayor of Scranton, one of Lackawanna County's key races. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti crushed her Democratic challenger in Tuesday's primary election. According to unofficial results, the incumbent won 75% of the vote. WVIA's Kat Bolas was at her campaign headquarters when she declared victory.
Hey,
Cognetti says the residents of Scranton chose progress over politics. She pledged to not back down if re-elected as mayor in November.
We want good schools, safe roads, safe streets. We want our tax dollars to be spent wisely, efficiently, without waste, without fraud, without abuse. It's not that hard. So I am proud every single day that we always take the high road.
Bob Sheridan challenged Cognetti. He's the city's Democratic Party chairman. Sheridan cast Cognetti as an outsider in his campaign. He said the Oregon native allowed crime, deteriorating streets, and blight to flourish. He hopes that his focus on those issues leads the mayor to address them.
I wanted to win and work very hard for our citizens of Scranton. It didn't turn out that way. I hope Paige can see what's happened in this town right now. She has to turn around and have some love for the city like I did.
Sheridan held a subdued election night party at the Waldorf Social Club on East Mountain. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas.
Thanks, Kat, for that story. And reporting on the Sheridan campaign came from WVIA's Sarah Hovius Hall. Now on the Republican side, Trish Bynum declared victory last night in the primary election. She'll face incumbent Cognetti in the fall. WVIA's Isabella Weiss was at the Republican watch parties Tuesday night.
Just shy of 10 p.m., Bynum celebrated her win for the Republican nomination from a private room at Cooper's Seafood House.
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming here tonight. I am so excited, so happy. Thank you to everyone, all my supporters, everyone in the city of Scranton who believed in me. I'm so happy, so overwhelmed to say that I won the primary, and I appreciate everyone's help.
She doubled down on campaign promises to fix potholes, give union members a voice, and take care of blighted properties in the city.
I'm going to listen to them, and I'm going to make sure that it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, I will work for you because if I become mayor of City of Scranton, that's my job.
Labrowski says she'll congratulate Bynum on her win. She said at Clarkey's Billiard she lost the primary because she didn't get a lot of community support the start of her campaign.
We did agree in the beginning of the campaign season that we would, whoever made it through, that we would support each other.
Election day is November 4th, and Bynum says she'll start the next phase of her campaign in the coming weeks. In Scranton, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
And thanks, Isabella, for that story. Now in Luzerne County, voters had county council members to vote for yesterday. County Manager Romilda Crocomo says turnout was, predictably, low.
It's not unusual that for a municipal election that the voter turnout is lower. It's unfortunate because these municipal and local elections really do affect the day-to-day lives of our residents.
Luzerne County Councilman Kevin Lescavage lost his bid for a Republican nomination to stay in office, while three incumbents, a former councilman and a newcomer, won nominations, according to unofficial results. On the Democratic side for Luzerne County Council, former Board of Elections Chair Denise Williams dominated the balloting. You can find plenty more on this in our regional primary roundup at WVIA.org. More up to date after this break.
I'm Boris Krauchenyuk with WVIA News. Thanks for listening to WVIA Radio. Read more about some of the stories you hear at our website, wvia.org/news. We appreciate your support because we report to you.
Welcome back. Okay, let's take a break from election news. Lake Pleasant in northwestern Pennsylvania was created more than 15,000 years ago when a glacier retreated. It's home to rare plants and birds like osprey. For WVIA, Kara Halsoppel joins a team working to reforest an area that was once mined as part of an effort to restore hundreds of acres of mine land across the region, including West Virginia.
Michael Noop walks down a hillside in the Lake Pleasant Conservation Area in Erie County. This section was an old gravel mine, and now the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy owns it. We have to watch our step.
There's trees planted in this furrow right here, so if you stay to the left and right of it, we should be okay.
Okay.
I was just going to show you one of the trees. This is what they look like when they go in.
It's just an 8-inch stick with a teeny green leaf at the top. Noop is vice president of Boslin Growth, a nonprofit that partners with landowners, in this case the Conservancy, to reforest land. Here, the trees will create wildlife habitat and improve water quality. But there's a problem. The soil here is poor.
The regulations require the companies to return the landscape to relatively the same contours that they had been before mining. And to do that, they have to use heavy equipment that compacts the soil a lot more than is healthy for trees to grow in.
So to treat the compacted soil and prepare for planting, Noop says last fall, a company ripped down into the ground about 3 feet with machinery, creating a checkerboard pattern across the landscape. Noop is leading me and a group of project partners and guests today towards two experimental plots on the property, where they're testing different ways to improve the tree growth here. We pass a team of workers swinging hodads, long spades used to make a hole in the ground, and popping the little trees in. This crew is planting 70,000 trees here this week. That's no small feat on this 100-acre section of the property the Conservancy purchased in 2006. Noop says they're planting white pine, black locust, scarlet oak, and red maple on the site. And in the bottom land, swamp white oak, sycamores, and silky dogwood trees, he says, like to get their feet wet. There's already water on the property. It's dotted with small ponds. Andy Zadnick, director of land stewardship for Western Pennsylvania Conservancy, says they're actually the pits left by the mining company.
They are not natural. They really shouldn't be here.
Zadnick says Lake Pleasant is the finest example of an inland glacial lake in the state. It's mainly fed by groundwater, so the water collecting in these pits could be impacting the water chemistry and temperature in the nearby lake. The pits are also infested with an invasive aquatic plant called Eurasian water milfoil. The Conservancy is treating the ponds for the plant, which hasn't made it to the lake yet.
We're taking a really long-term view that we're hoping that if we can restore a healthy forest on this property in time, these pits might start to fill in or become more scrub shrub wetlands and less these open water areas.
In the shorter term, the reforestation partners are hoping for a 70% survival rate for the trees over the next few years. Boslin Growth combines grant funding from government and philanthropic organizations with revenue from the sale of carbon credits to pay for the reforestation. They need healthy growing trees here as a base for those carbon credits. Here's where the experiment comes in. On 1 2.5-acre section, they're partnering with the biotech company Funga. Josh Parrish, chief growth officer at Funga, combs his fingers through some dirt in a 5-gallon plastic bucket to explain.
There's like little fine, here you can see like fine white roots.
These are the fungal roots or fungal hyphae.
That's basically then what, you know, the roots of the fungi and how the fungi break down all of the nutrients, and then the fungi pass on the nutrients to the tree roots, to the fibrous little tiny tree roots through the fungal hyphae.
Parrish says nearly all trees require a below-ground fungus partner to grow. His company tested the soil here for signs of life to see how degraded the microbiome has become after all of the industry and land disturbance. They also took multiple samples of soil from healthy forest land. Then Funga uses machine learning and DNA sequencing to predict what kind of soil microbiome would make the trees they're planting here healthier and more productive. Under each tree goes a handful of the healthy soil from one of the buckets.
by putting this, you know, with the tree at time of planting, you're essentially giving the trees the best chance possible at survival and growth, because you're giving them that essentially the right partners.
Some of the rich soil comes from other Western Pennsylvania Conservancy forested properties. This is Funga's first hardwood restoration trial in the U.S. Just over a little hill is a second experimental plot where trees are being planted with another material, biochar. It's a medium fine black powder and is a byproduct of the logging industry. It's porous and helps trees retain water and pick up nutrients from the soil. It gives those microbes and fungi a space to colonize too. Brenda Costa is scooping biochar from a bucket with a red Solo cup as her colleague digs a hole with a shovel to prepare the soil. Costa is the executive director of the French Creek Valley Conservancy.
You know, Lake Pleasant is a really important feature place within our watershed. And so this additional effort to try to protect it is pretty great.
Lake Pleasant is part of the headwaters of French Creek, an important habitat for freshwater mussels, including some endangered species. Michael Knoop from Boslin Growth says they'll monitor the experiments over the next few years to see what's most effective. The Lake Pleasant Project with the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy is Boslin's first project toward their goal of reforesting 2,800 acres of degraded mine land in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia.
So it's a gigantic opportunity to return native forests to a huge amount of land across the region.
Noob says they've signed up a handful of private landowners to work with in Pennsylvania and West Virginia over the next couple of years. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsapel.
One last thing for you today. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
From downtown Jim Thorpe, you can hop on a train ride that takes you through the breathtaking scenery of the Lehigh Gorge. You'll also pass the site of where a hotel used to stand, the Hotel Juanita, not J-U-A-N-I-T-A, as in the woman's name, but W-A-H-N-E-T-A, which has Native American origins. The Victorian-looking inn stood near Glenanoco Falls in the 1880s. It was described as an elegant, modern, four-story luxury hotel on the Lehigh River, complete with its own tavern, tennis courts, dining room, and dance hall. Guests could walk a nearby footbridge and enjoy outdoor recreation. It was said to be a very popular spot. Today, not a trace of the storied building remains. The Hotel Juanita was destroyed by a fast-moving forest fire in 1911, and a few years later, the site was cleared. But to this day, train passengers can get a glimpse of where the hotel once stood. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the day. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Or, of course, right at WVIA.org. And if you just can't get enough WVIA news, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter, too. You'll get all the local stories you're looking for every Tuesday and Friday morning. Enjoy your Wednesday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.